Dalet Kislev, Wednesday the 12th of December, Harav Osher Weiss, Mitzvah Habor Barbeira.
Everyone, and I'm happy to be back again. I think I was here more than once, more than twice. I do not recall how many times, but it's always a pleasure to be back to the Torah way. And this is the Torah way, starting every day with the Dvar Torah, starting every day with Simchas HaTorah. Nothing could be better than that. That's the way to start a new day. So I don't know who chose the sugya, but obviously it's a very good choice to discuss the concept, the sugya of mitzvah habor b'aveira, which we find in Sukkah Daf Lamed. And the Gemara says, lulav ha-gozul, if a person steals a lulav, he cannot be yotze with that lulav, because that is a mitzvah habor b'aveira. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, es ha-gozul ve'es ha-pesuach, Gozel demir de piseach. So a piseach is a balmum, an animal with a blemish, and you can't bring a korban if an animal has a mum, if an animal has a blemish. And the same is regarding mitzvah habor b'aveira. And if that mitzvah, that korban, was achieved by gezeila, by theft, by stealing, then it cannot be a valid korban. So that is the concept of mitzvah habor b'aveira. And Tosfos asks, why is the Masechet Sukkah, Daf Tes and Daf Lamed once again? So why Sukkah Gezula is not possible, and why don't we say it is a mitzvah habor b'aveira, just like Lulav HaGozel? So before trying to understand the Rishonim dealing with Tosfos' question, there's a Yerushalmi, a very interesting Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, we find different sources. How do we know? And from where do we learn the mitzvah habor b'aveira? One cannot be yotze a mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi appears twice in Shas, a Masechet Challah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph in Yerushalmi, and in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Rav Yoina says, Ein aveira mitzvah. Rav Yosa says, Ein mitzvah aveira. Is this just a play of words? No, that's not the way we learn Chazal. So what is the difference between Rav Yoina saying, Ein Aveira Mitzvah, and Rav Yosa saying, Ein Mitzvah Aveira? Same words, just the other way around, but we must try to understand that they're saying two different things. And Rav Elia, number three, in that very same Yerushalmi says, Eila ha-mitzvahs, ashi yaso isam o'odom v'chai bohem. Eila ha-mitzvahs, im asisam ki mitzvoson, arei en mitzvahs. Im lo asisam ki mitzvoson, einam mitzvahs. So, is Rav Elia just bringing a source, or is it a different definition, a different agdora? Is it definition number three, or it is only Rav Yona and Rav Yosa? One saying Ein Aveira Mitzvah, the other saying Ein Mitzvah Habor B'aveira. Rav Elia is merely bringing a source. So we will try to understand the Yerushalmi. And in that same Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi asks, HaKorea B'Shabbos, it's a Mishnah, Masechet Shabbos Daf Kufei, Yotzi Yadei Chavosai. Why don't we say it's a Mitzvah Habor B'aveira? A person performs the Mitzvah of Kriya Ala Meis, Shelo Neida, Chalila. Why won't we say it's a mitzvah habor b'aveira? And the Yerushalmi differentiates between lulav ha-gozul and hakorea b'shabbos. Taman, in our case, referring to lulav ha-gozul, hu gufa aveira. However, korea b'shabbos, hu ovar aveira. What does that mean? What is the difference between Gufa Aveira and Ava Aveira? And the Yerushalmi wants to prove this point and emphasize the point. So the Yerushalmi says, Ilu hoitzi matzo meshusa yochel leshusa rabim, or the other way around. Won't he be yotze? Of course he will. Why don't we say mitzvah habor b'aveira? Because it's not Gufa Aveira. It is Avar Aveira. So what is it all about? Regarding Tosfos' question, why do we pass the lulav ha-gozul? Because it's a mitzvah habor b'aveira, and we don't say the same by sukkah gezula. The minchas chinuch, shin chof hei. has an interesting chiddush, an interesting approach. And the Minchas Chinuch says, there are two different types of mitzvahs. Regarding sukkah, it's not a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. It's an aveda to eat chutz l'sukkah. So when the mitzvah is not an objective into itself, it's not something you need to do and you need to perform. It's rather more of a sheva al taisa. You're not allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah. In that case, there is no psul of mitzvah above aveira. And that is the answer of the Mechas Chinuch to Tosfos's question. And many times, when I teach my Talmidim, I say, if the answer is that simple, we should ask ourselves, so why doesn't Tosfos say the same, and the Rabban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Ran, and all the great Rishonim? So obviously they had a reason not to answer this way. Now, it's not always a powerful argument. We do find in Chazal, Mokom henichu min hashamayim lesgader boy. But it is a relevant question. So two giants of the later generations disagree with the Minchas Chinuch. And that's Rav Shimon Shkop and Shar Yosher, Shar Gimel, Perek Yutes, and Rav Yosef Engel. So Rav Yosef Engel wrote so many sforos that sometimes I just mix up one with the other and I don't remember which sefer. So I think it's an Asvan Dioraisa. But the basic argument of Rav Shimon and Rav Yosef Engel, they were two of the most original Gedolim that we ever had. Rav Yosef Engel in Galicia and Rav Shimon in Grodno in Lithuania. But they both reject the Minchas Chinuch for the same reasons. And they both say, first of all, mitzvah bov aveira is a psul in the cheftza. And therefore it doesn't matter the nature of the mitzvah. It's a psul in the cheftza. It's a gozel dimya de piseach. And therefore, regardless of whether the mitzvah is kumbaseh or sheval taisa, it would invalidate the mitzvah in any case. The other argument is, and I think that's a powerful argument, and I dealt with this shaila at length in Minchas Osha Moyadim Chelik Beis. There is no issa, there is no prohibition to eat chutz l'sukkah. Mitzvah sukkah is a mitzvah chiyuvis, not a mitzvah kiyumis. Each and every one is chayev lechol b'sukkah. And when you eat chutz l'sukkah, it's not a rav. It's just bitul mitzvah sasei. You're not allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah only because you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. And there's no difference between sukkah and lulav. The only difference is, how do we define teishvu? B'sukkah's teishvu. Chazal say teishvu ke'en taduru. Which means, you don't have to sit in the sukkah. You have to dwell in the sukkah. So as long as you are koveya su'uda in the sukkah the first night, you're living in the sukkah even when you're outside, even when you're learning in shul. If I would ask each and every one of you right now, where do you live? Nobody will say, I live in Oil Moshe. What is this place called? You're sitting in Oil Moshe, but you don't live here. And each and every one of you lives in his respective apartment somewhere in town. So that is the concept of Teishvu Ke'en Taduru. So mitzvah sukkah is not a mitzvah kiyumis. If you want to eat the suda squaw, you got to eat it in the sukkah. No, that's a mistake. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. But it's not a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah 24 hours a day. The chiyuv is to dwell, to live in the sukkah. And as long as we are not koveya seuda elsewhere, we live in the sukkah. So the Minchas Chinuch has his way, but I think all the Rishonim, all the great Rishonim, don't respond the way the Minchas Chinuch does. That proves that on one of the two counts, he's obviously wrong. Either because mitzvah bov aveira is a psul in the cheftza, or because the way we define mitzvah sukkah.
It's not in the chefza.
What?
It's not in the
chefza.
Why not? But the
lulav
itself is kosher, but
Okay, so, it's not in the chefza shebechefza. Maybe it's in the gabra shebechefza. Which means, so, in our halachic vision, a psul of the chefza doesn't necessarily need to be a physical psul in the Chefza. But it still is in the Chefza, because the Chefza is a Chefza Gzulo. And Gezel is an Isser which applies to the Chefza. Yes, it doesn't have a blemish. But after all, Shimon Bar Yochai does say, Gezel Dumya Dipiseach. Which means you cannot perform a mitzvah with a chefza, which is a chefza de aveira. I think we will further emphasize and prove this point as we move forward, and it would be more logical. So on Simitov Reish Memtes, in the very first sif, the Mechaber brings two opinions. Lulav HaGozul, is the lulav posel only for the gazlin or even for a third party? Reuven stole a lulav from Shimon. And Levi comes around, he's not aware that Lulav stole, that Reuven stole the Lulav. And Levi asks Reuven, could you give me your Lulav for a moment? I want to be Yotze. Is Levi Yotze or not? Is Lulav a Gozel Posel only for the Gazlin or for others as well? And the Mechaber brings two different opinions. And the Mogen Avraham argues it's Posel for everyone. So maybe the way to understand this machlokes is, if it's a psul in the gavra, it is only for the gazlin. You are the gazlin. You are the one that did the aveda. That other party is not doing an aveda. So, for him, it's not a mitzvah bub aveda. But if we say it's a psul in the chefza, we would say, as long as this lulav doesn't come back to its proper owner, it is a lulav hagozel. Would there be any other way to explain this machlokes? I think there is. And what is your name? Azi Becheskel Agud. It's not exactly a psul in the Chefza. After all, it's not a balmum. So one could argue, even if it is a psul in the Chefza, but only for the gazlin. Because after all, it's a proper lulav. It has the shiur, it's a mehudar. So even if it is a psul in the Chefza, it doesn't necessarily Ipsul across the board. And I want to emphasize this point. So what is the din? Reuven Gazel, the lulav from Shimon. Could Shimon be Yotze with that same lulav? Now, l'chol, it's a silly question. If Shimon takes the lulav back into his possession, it's no longer a lulav agozel. No. Shimon doesn't have the means to take the lulav back into his possession. And Shimon is visiting Reuven's house. And the lulav agozel is in Reuven's house. Could Shimon be Yotze with that lulav without taking the lulav back into his possession? He doesn't have the means to take it into his possession right now. Could Shimon be Yotze? Poshut, of course he can be Yotze, it's his lulav. So, what I mean to stress is, even it is a psul of the chefze, but it's not possible for everyone. So we could understand both opinions that the Shulchan Aruch brings. Is it a psul only for the gazlin, or for a third party as well, assuming that it's a psul in the chefza? Because after all, it's not a physical psul in the chefza. It's just a shem gzela. So the question is, does this lulav have a shem gzela only for the gazlin, or for any other one involved? So let's check another source. An interesting question. Gazlin b'shoigeg. Could he be yotze with a lulav agazel? He swapped his lulav with someone else's without being aware. So technically, it's a lulav agozel, because it's not shaila. He didn't borrow it. It's in his possession without the proper owner's consent. So technically, it's a lulav agozel, but he's a shoigeg. He had no bad intentions. He did not intend to steal. Gazlan b'shoigeg, does he have a shen gazlan or not? That's a ktsoy sechoshen and semachofei and choshen mishpot. Adam uod liyolam. In Dina Nezikin, Shoigig is the same as Amazed. Odo Mu'ed Li'olim. Bein Shoigig, Bein Amazed, Bein Oynes, Bein Olsen. That's the sugi in the second Perek of Vavakama. Does a Gazlan have the same din as a Mazik? Gazlan b'Shoigig, is he a Gazlan? The Tzoy Sechoshin says no. Gazlan is not the same as a Mazik. And a Ganav b'Shoigig is not a Ganav. But many Achroinim dispute the Tzoy Sechoshin. So if we assume that Ganav Gazlan b'Shoigig is a Gazlan, is there a psul of mutzvah bo ba'aveira? So many achronim deal with this question. And to me, milsa the pshita, of course there's a psul mitzvah bo ba'aveira. How do I know? I have a very simple argument. I quoted Tosfos twice in Masechet Sukkah, asking the question. So why does the Gemara look for other reasons to pasel Sukkah Gzulo, and we don't say Mitzvah Habo Ba'Aveira? So why doesn't any of the Rishonim say we need other sources to pasel Sukkah Gzulo, to pasel even a Shoigig? None of the Rishonim says this. So the Rital Gazi, Perek Ches Mepcheres, proves that even a Shoigig is possible. Would that prove it's a Psulim Bechefza? Because he's a Shoigig, he is not to blame, he had no bad intentions, he is not an Avarian, and nevertheless we say, Mitzvah Abov Avera is possible. So this proof? No, one could argue. This once again is not necessarily a Raya. Why does a shoygig need a korb machatas lachaper avay? The Ramban in Toras Adam and the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim deal with this question. Why does a shoygig need to bring a sacrifice, a korb machatas? And the Ramban has two different approaches. One is, even a shoygig bears a certain level, a certain limited degree of liability. If you would really care, and if you would really be a Yerei Shemayim, you would be diligent enough and careful enough, God, not to get into this. Mm-hmm. So even a shoygig bears a certain level of responsibility and liability and blame. That is the Ramban, and we find the same in Moir Nevuchim. The other approach of the Ramban is no. A shoygig is not to blame. And in the Gavra, he has no shemetz avoin. But the way we understand mitzvahs and averes, every mitzvah brings a oras ponam in the entirety of creation, and every avera brings a pegam. Whether it's benefesh odom, or it's in the oilemis, beyond the realm of our understanding and perception, and you need the korban to clean up the mess you caused. So it is not about the person. He is not to blame and he bears no liability. But every Aveda causes a certain pagam in the Bria. That's the first Mishnah in Perekei of Masechet Avos. Vasorah Mamoris Nivru Oilam. Valoi b'mam erechad yochalei boreis. Valoi menivro vasorah mamoris. Litin socha toiv letzadikim shemekai minas oilam shenivro vasorah mamoris v'lei pora minan shom shemiyam dinas oilam. So what we learn from this Chazal is, yes, it's a world war up there. These are Mekayme, Boine Yoylem, and these are Ma'abdin, Machriva Yoylem. And that is why I need a Korb Chata. So it depends on the two different approaches of the Ramban. How do we explain the fact that even a Shoyged is a Psul of Mitzvah Abba Ba'ave? So coming back to the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yonah says, Ein Aveira Mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef says, Ein Mitzvah Aveira. So my interpretation would be, maybe these two Amirom and the Yerushalmi coincide with the Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Shimon Shkab. Rabbi Yonah says, Ein Aveira Mitzvah. A Cheftza of Aveira is not suitable, cannot be a Mitzvah. You can't perform a Mitzvah with a Cheftza of Aveira. And that is why Lulav HaGazel Matzah Gzula is possible. Because Gzela is an Issa which is Roichav ala Cheftza. This is a Cheftza Gzula. You need to give it back. This is not yours. But a Korea B'Shabbos, he did an Aveira, but the Aveira has no effect on the Cheftza. So you did an Aveira, you did the Kriya on Shabbos, but the Beged is not a beged of Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos has no effect on the Cheftza. And that is why Hamoitzi Matzah Mershus L'Shus could still be Yoitzah the Mitzvah of Matzah. Because you performed an Aveda, but the Aveda has nothing to do with the Cheftza. The Cheftza is not rendered Mekanu L'Haba a Cheftza of Peitzor Mershus L'Shus. Masha Nasa Nasa. Whatever you did, but it's not a Cheftza d'Aveira, therefore there would be no psul of Mitzvah Bo Ba'Aveira. Rabbi Yosef says, Ein mitzvah aveira. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, it doesn't have to do with the chefza. You cannot perform a mitzvah when that mitzvah is an aveira. And maybe that is a different concept of mitzvah bo aveira, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, you cannot be yotze b'matzav shel tevel because it's a mitzvah bo aveira. And everybody wonders. The Gemara Psuchim Lamed Hei gives a different explanation. We do not find in the Gemara that a matzah shel tevel is a mitzvah bo aveira. What the Gemara says is you cannot be yotze with matzah shel tevel because kol sheyeshnu bebaltei chometz yeshnu bekum v'achoel matzah. And you cannot be yotze with matzah only if this very piece of matzah would be chometz, you would be oiver an lo toichlu chometz. But if it's tevel, ain't it's a chalalissa. So you can't be yotze matzah. But the Gemara doesn't say mitzvah bo ba'aveira. So there are many different explanations trying to explain. Why doesn't the Rambam bring the reason the Gemara gives, and why does he come up with a new explanation why you can't be yotze matzah shel tevel? So regarding matzah shel tevel, is it a cheftze shel aveira? No, it's a cheftze shel isur. That's not a cheftze shel aveira. It's a cheftze shel isur, because it's makolas asuras, it's tevel. But it's not a cheftze shel aveira. These are two different concepts. So according to the Rambam, lulav hagozel is one thing. Lulav hagozel teaches us that you cannot be yotze mitzvah with a cheftze shel aveira. But there's a different concept which is also included in mitzvah above aveira. A ma'asa aveira can be a ma'asa mitzvah because they are contradictory. Performing a mitzvah is asiyas ritzayin Hashem. Doing an aveira is the opposite. So how could achilas tevel be a mitzvah of achilas matzah? This very same act, this very same deed is an aveira. So a person is noit lulav agazul. The etzem netilas lulav is not an aveira. It's in your possession anyway. So netilas lulav per se is not an aveira, even though it's a lulav agazul. The aveira is keeping this in your possession. You got to give it back. But netilas lulav agazul is not defined as an aveira. So there are two different concepts of mitzvah bo aveira. One is you cannot perform a mitzvah with a cheftze shel aveira, and the other is a ma'asa aveira cannot qualify as a ma'asa mitzvah because there is no greater stira, there's no greater contradiction than performing the mitzvah of achilas matzah by achilas tevel. This is a mitzvah, that's an aveira. How could they come together? So that is the way I would explain ein aveira mitzvah, dealing with the cheftza, and ein mitzvah aveira. A mitzvah cannot be an aveira. And then Reb Ilya says, Eila ha-mitzvahs, im ha-sisim oisim ke-mitzvosan, they're mitzvahs. Sisim oisim shaloi ke-mitzvosan, they're not a mitzvahs. And that would explain Reb Yosef, that's juxtaposed, that comes right together with Reb Ilya, ein mitzvah aveira. So we have two sources. How do we know mitzvah bo aveira doesn't qualify? One is in Bavli, in Sukkah Daf Lamed, Gozel Dimya de Piseach. That deals with the Cheftza. The other is in the Yerushalmi, Rev Ilya, saying, Eile ha-mitzvahs, im ha-sisam oisim ke-mitzvahs en ein mitzvahs, ha-sisam oisim shaloi ke-mitzvahs en ein mitzvahs, and that deals with the gather number two. An aveira cannot be a mitzvah. These are tarta desasla. An aveira cannot be a mitzvah, and that is the other concept, and that is Rav Yose and Rav Yoina, an aveira mitzvah or an mitzvah aveira. One more nikuda. The Mechas Chinuch in the very first mitzvah, the mitzvah of Pri Arvia, deals with the Gemara Nevamis Naf Chav Beis. If a person lo aleinu has a child, a mamzer. B'noihu l'chal davar. And the Gemara deals with the question, what does l'chal davar mean? B'noihu, obviously he's your son. He's your son. It's your seed. He's your son. So what does it mean b'chal davar? The Gemara says he's Makayim Prior Vio, even though his son lo aleinu was a mamzer. And the Mechas Chinuch asks, why wouldn't it be a mitzvah bo aveira? And the Michas Chinuch responds, because the Aveda is your actual act. And the mitzvah is 9 months later, when you have the child. So the Michas Chinuch's understanding is the mitzvah pri arvia is not what you do, it is the result. When you'll have that child, it is then that you're mekayim the mitzvah of pri arvia. And to my taste, it's very unreasonable. How could it be a mitzvah which is totally beyond our power, beyond the realm of our power to do? So many people try, and lo aleinu, some of them don't have children. And you definitely, it's not within your power to have a ben v'bas. Is there any other mitzvah which one cannot really perform without siyata dishmaya? All the other mitzvahs to say are things that we could actually perform. So, I would say mitzvah pri arvia is only doing your best. The result is bidei shemayim. So what do Chazal mean when they say ben v'bas, a person is makayim pri arvia? When you have a ben v'bas, you are exempt. You're no longer mechuyev. As long as you have a ben v'bas, you're mechuyev. And you perform your mitzvah every time you try. So I disagree with the Mechas Chinuch saying that the kiyum mitzvah is 9 months later when you have a baby. When you have a baby, it's not up to you. Not much you can do about it. Your wife isn't there in the delivery room. It's not you. So I don't think it's reasonable to say a person is makayim the mitzvah when he has the baby. Hadra kusha l'duchta. So why wouldn't there be a psul of mitzvah habo ba'aveira? So one of the basic themes that are very recurrent in my shiurim are the two basic definitions of mitzvahs. Many mitzvahs are not about the result, but about the actual performance of a mitzvah. And that is tamtzis avoidas ukeil. Many other mitzvahs are all about the outcome, all about the result, and not about osiyas amaisim. So let me give you a basic thought, which to me is so poshut, but whenever I say it, people look and they say, wow, we never thought of it. Avoidas ukeil is exclusively, and I stress exclusively, the mitzvahs of Seder Hayom Shabbos Emoyed v'tu lo. Seder Hayom Shabbos Emoyed. That is the tamsis of Avoidas ukeil, which includes Kriya Shema v'tvila, Tfilin v'tzitzis, Kiddusha v'avdalta, Matzav Amora, Lula v'sukkah. That's all there is. That is the essence of Avoidas ukeil. And none of these mitzvahs are about the result. There is no result. It is about Avoidas ukeil in its purity. All the other mitzvahs are about the result. All of them. And to me this makes so much sense, because our routine, Shigras Achayim Shel Odom Yisrael, is a Shigras Achayim of Avoidas Ukeil. Our routine is a routine of Avoidas Ukeil. So all the mitzvahs that are associated with Seder Ayam, Zmanim V'moyadim, are the essence of Avoidas Ukeil. All the others are about the result. And that's a klal. That's a klal. So I could speak 2 hours about this klal, but our time is very limited. I have 3 more minutes. So pri arvia is not part of the Seder Ayom, and therefore it is all about the result. Contrary to the Michas Chinuch, the mitzvah is not having babies. The mitzvah is do what you can do. But the essence of the mitzvah is about the result. And in mitzvahs that are all about the Tetzor, the rule of mitzvah bo v'aveda doesn't apply at all. Nowhere in Shas or the Rishonim do we find the psul of mitzvah bo v'aveda only referring to mitzvahs that are avoidas sukeil. Lulav, sukkah, matzah shel tevel, no others. Matzah gzula in the Yerushalmi. Nowhere do we find the psula of mitzvah bo v'aveda, only in mitzvah shebegavra, not on mitzvah shebechefza. Nowhere do we find mitzvah bo v'aveda, only on mitzvahs that are tamtzis avoidas ukeil. And by these mitzvahs, Chazal say, a mitzvah and an aveda cannot live together. But any mitzvah which is about the outcome, the result, there is no psula mitzvah buba aveda. And that is why by priya or raviya doesn't apply. Not because the mitzvah is today, the aveda is today, and the mitzvah is 9 months down the road. No. No, not as the Mechus Chinuch says, but because the nature of the mitzvah. And the nature of the mitzvah is not about the ma'aseh, it is about the outcome. And therefore, the basic rule of mitzvah bo aveda does not apply. So this is the yesod gadol. Think about it. So it's a pleasure to be here. And every time I visit London, I make a point of being at the Torah Way. And what a wonderful way to start each and every day in the morning. And we should always have the schus, the hagdol Torah or the hagdol Torah.